From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Monday, March 12th, 2018. And on this day, an internal Department of Labor memo shows the state's new unemployment claims system has some serious problems, and some people aren't getting their benefits on time or at all. And post-stroke rehabilitation? There's an app for that, and it's made in Maine. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org. And by Lee Auto Malls, four generations serving Mainers since 1936, 19 Maine locations, and at leeauto.com.
A memo circulated internally at the Department of Labor indicates the new $90 million unemployment claim system's not working well, and hundreds, if not thousands, of Mainers that were eligible for unemployment benefits didn't get them in a timely manner, or at all. Maine Public Radio has gotten hold of a copy of the memo, and State House reporter Mal Leary joins me now to talk about it and the fallout from its publication over the weekend. Mal, what does this memo say?
Well, it starts off by saying it's confidential, which, of course, it can't be. It's a public record, and anyone has the right to read it or get a copy. It's not clear who the author of the memo is, but from the details in the memo, that person is very familiar with both the new unemployment claim system as well as the old system. For example, Nora, it lists a dozen bullet points tracing the problems almost on a daily basis of implementation of the system in detail. It points out that folks warned before it was implemented in December that there were so many bugs in the system that it simply wouldn't work. Yet, the top management at the Department of Labor went ahead and implemented the system. What's most disturbing to some is that the system was implemented with a new requirement that weekly claims be made online and only online. Now, not everyone in Maine has access to a computer at home. So the department was expecting people out of work to either drive to the local unemployment office to file or use a computer at a local library. They used to be able to file by phone, but the new system doesn't have that option.
So people can't file by phone anymore. If the system's not working well, why is that not an option?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's one I would have for the Commissioner of Labor, John Butera, if he would call me back. If you recall, when the system was rolled out last December, there were a flurry of reports from folks having trouble reaching staff at the Department of Labor about voicemail messages that were left and never returned. The memo alleges the new system should not have been brought online, that there needed to be more training of staff to handle the system, and there were so many software bugs that caused delay and, for example, researching claims, that it just simply was not ready for prime time. And there are allegations in this memo that documents have been destroyed at the agency to try and cover up the problems.
What's the response been at the legislature? I can't imagine people are very happy about it.
Oh, they certainly are not very happy about it. I've talked with some members of the Labor, Commerce, Research, and Economic Development Committee. That's the committee of the legislature that has oversight over the Department of Labor. They've been looking into complaints from constituents now for several weeks, and they have questioned some department officials, but the officials have downplayed the criticism. But the bottom line is that it appears there are people who qualified for unemployment benefits that have not received them, and that this new system implementation coincided with a very cold winter. And it was not the time when folks could afford to go without their unemployment benefits. State Senator Shenna Bellows is a Democrat from Manchester. She told me she had a call from a father of three who's been not able to get benefits for 14 weeks after he was laid off from his job. She says the Department of Labor could well face a lawsuit from those that have had their benefits delayed and who cannot file for lack of access to a computer. In fact, the House chair of the Labor Committee, Ryan Fechtel from Biddeford, is openly urging folks who have had their benefits denied improperly to sue the department because of the negligence they have shown in implementing this system.
So some potential lawsuits. What else is next here?
Well, there's also the potential that because, if you will, only one shoe has dropped, and that is the unemployment claim system part of the computers, there's another part of this system that's supposed to take effect in August, and that is on the side of the employers. So all of the employers will have to file their records into a new computer system. And Representative Fecteau says he is just very concerned that when that occurs, there'll be the same set of problems. So he's urging that the Department of Labor consider not implementing that system till all the bugs are worked out there. And he says if the Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability were not so busy investigating DHHS, he would be asking them to investigate the Department of Labor.
All right, we'll keep up with this as it develops. Thank you so much, Mel.
Thank you, Nora.
Now, some better news about unemployment in Maine. Not only is the state's unemployment rate way down, the Maine Department of Labor says it has hit an all-time low. The preliminary seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.0 for January was down from revised rates of 3.1% for December and 3.4% a year ago.
And we've been less than 4% for 26 consecutive months, which is the longest stretch on record.
That's Maine Department of Labor economist Glenn Mills. He says the low jobless numbers are due to a strong U.S. economy, especially in the Northeast, and what he calls Maine's constrained labor force.
Demographically, we have very few young people entering the labor force and a lot of baby boomers aging out of the labor force.
Mills says unemployment's down in every county. He says the largest decreases are in the areas of highest unemployment, Aroostook, Somerset, Hancock, and Washington counties. You're listening to Maine Things Considered on Maine Public Radio. Bangor area students are calling on legislators to take action on gun control and school safety in advance of thousands of school walkouts planned across the country later this week. Students from Orono and Bangor held a press conference today to say why they were protesting. Emma O'Connor is a senior at Bangor's John Babst High School.
Our government's inaction on the issue of gun violence in schools is unacceptable, and we will be relentless in our efforts until meaningful changes have been made to ensure our safety.
Other students said they wanted lawmakers to pass policies to close background check loopholes and limit the sales of certain kinds of weapons. More than 40 similar walkouts are planned for Wednesday morning at high schools across Maine. The protests come a month after 17 people were shot and killed by a 19-year-old gunman at a Florida high school. Some Maine districts have said they'll punish any students who protest during school hours. Others say they'll allow the walkouts, with some even arranging assemblies and discussions between lawmakers and students. And finally today, we all know firsthand that music can improve your mood, but you may not know it can have real measurable effects on brain chemistry. Now a Portland-based startup tech company is developing a new device designed to improve mobility in people who've had strokes by retraining the brain to walk again. And as Lucas Randall Owens reports, you choose the music, and the device lives right on your phone.
Baseline trial. Please walk at a comfortable pace.
Left, right, left, right, ready, go.
At a co-working space in Portland, neurologic music therapist Brian Harris works with two stroke survivors. He and his team at MedRhythms are testing a device dubbed the Stride that they hope will soon revolutionize the world of music therapy.
With them, it's like, oh my goodness, I felt like I was walking so fast. I've never walked that fast in my life. I felt like I wanted to run.
Deb Hamner jumped at the chance to be part of the trials. She had a stroke 20 years ago and has since undergone many different therapies.
Oh gosh. I had physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. I've done yoga. What else? I've done Thai massage.
But music therapy, she says, has never been available where she lives in Dixfield, which is one of the problems Harris hopes to solve by delivering therapy via smartphone. In the last 20 years, a more science-based approach to music therapy has emerged. Neurologic music therapy, or NMT, is a subdiscipline that focuses specifically on treating neurological conditions, the goal being to repair damaged pathways in the brain caused by disease. MedRhythms is working to bring aspects of NMT to anyone who needs it through technology. Or, as Harris puts it,
we're a digital medicine company that's using sensors and artificial intelligence and music to build products that are based in neuroscience to help people improve walking.
Here's how it works. The patient wears a small sensor clipped to their ankle, and as they begin to walk, the sensor analyzes their gait.
That data is then fed into our algorithm, which is mobile phone-based or smartphone-based, and our algorithm changes music in real time, guided by neuroscience principles of how music, and primarily rhythm, can improve walking. And this happens in a closed-loop manner.
If the patient can walk in time to the beat, the app will slightly increase the tempo to encourage the patient to go a bit faster. For example, say the patient has chosen Stevie Wonder's Superstition as their therapy song. And is ready to progress to a faster tempo. Okay, maybe too fast, too quickly, but that's the idea.
I think it's the cutting edge of something, really, though. A lot can spring off that.
Ralph Poland has had two strokes, after which he completely lost feeling in his lower limbs. He eventually regained some mobility, but would like to see much more improvement.
I hope someday to be able to run again.
Meanwhile, MedRhythms is also still trying to find its legs.
So as you come into the office here, you'll see these tape marks on the floor, which are engineered.
After training and working as an NMT in Boston, Harris partnered with Owen McCarthy to develop the digital therapeutic tool and bring it to market. Both are from Maine and had left the state for work and education, but decided to move back and base their company in Portland.
I mean, it's nearby Boston, which is like a healthcare mecca. But we can keep the lifestyle and the quality of life and recruit the right culture people here.
McCarthy works more on the business side of the company and has found his home state, for the most part, to be a fertile place for a tech startup.
There could always be more software engineers and talented engineers in almost any area, but we're happy with what we found.
There are still hurdles to get over. Figuring out third-party reimbursement being a major one. Harris says they will soon start conducting pilot studies to demonstrate to payers that their product actually helps patients. This is usually done region by region and can take a long time.
You know, we've got some, healthcare is challenging, and so we've got some work to get there, but we are setting a foundation now and setting up a structure such that as we get closer to market with the product, that it will be third-party reimbursed and cost nothing to the patients.
Funding is the other major hurdle. MedRhythms has received a number of grants and network support from the Maine Technology Institute and recently got back from meeting with investors in San Francisco. If all goes according to plan, the Stride will be stepping onto the market in mid-2019. For Maine Public Radio, I'm Lucas Randall Owens.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Monday, March 12, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.